You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Pick those tickets up for the All-Dag Outlook. It's 1 week away. Do you believe it? Just 1 week from today, we'll be at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We'll have a dozen analysts with us. You can buy the tickets just $30 right now, 800-898-1065, or online at willag.org. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, we're close enough now, and there's been some really rough weather in the Midwest. Illinois, Indiana, right along the border there, where we are in Urbana, Champaign, Danville area. Next week, what do we know about the weather, if anything at all?
Well, we've got another surge of very cold air that's going to be coming out of north-central Canada, settling into the east slopes of the Rockies and the Dakotas this weekend, and then this air mass is going to spread eastward and south into the rest of the Corn Belt, Midwest, and all those areas you just mentioned by late Sunday or as early as Saturday night, and then certainly continuing into early next week. For early March, and that's where we're going to be this weekend and early next week, these are temperatures that are going to be 15, 20, 30 degrees below average in some areas. Now, there is going to be some snow associated with this. Now, we don't expect as intense snow and wind as we just experienced in many areas of the upper Midwest this past weekend. But certainly livestock interest, anybody with travel plans, you're going to have to be prepared for another salvo of some really cold conditions and some snow.
That's right. Don Day said it's going to be great on Tuesday, March the 5th. You should buy your tickets because, well, the weather's going to be about 50 degrees and sunshine. That's what we're going to have. That's what I'm going with, Don, today. Anyway, it's better than the
weather. We may have sunshine. I'm not so sure about your temperatures.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, anyway, guys love to come out to that program, so they'll be there one way or the other. Okay, so this is part of a great big system. Who gets the brunt of it? Because the parts of the Dakotas, Iowa, Minnesota have just been under the gun all winter long. Do they get any ease up on their conditions?
You know, at least not for another 10 days. The worst of the cold will be the Dakotas, eastern Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, and the east slopes of the Rockies. And then that really bad cold is going to go into the upper Great Lakes and eventually New England by the middle of next week. So the good news, if there's anything with this, is that it's going to be so cold that there probably isn't going to be a lot of snow with this or as much wind as what we experienced last time. But stock growers in particular are going to have to suffer through another 7 to 10 days in the upper Midwest to get through some unusually cold March weather.
Anything else we ought to take up before I let you go for the afternoon?
Well, after, let's say, the first 10 days of the month, as we get towards the second week, third week of March, it may not be as cold, but we're seeing a very active pattern that's going to send a lot of stormy weather across the U.S., coast to coast. It is looking like a very busy March in terms of frequent storm systems, and eventually by the second half of the month, an easing of this cold. But the first 2 weeks of March is going to be testing everybody's patience.
Don Day is with Day Weather. He's from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Pick those tickets up for the All-Day Ag Outlook at willag.org or 800-898-1065. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.